Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the girls' bathroom. We have the queen in the building today.
We've not had a guest in. We haven't had a guest.
Really?
Like, we're very selective of our guests.
Oh, it's making you feel special.
So we have Melissa here today.
Hi.
At Melissa's Wardrobe on Insta.
We love Melissa.
Please introduce yourself, Melissa.
Oh, wow.
Tell the people.
Intro? Oh, my God. Yeah. You know when it's like, whenever you speak about yourself, you're like, oh,
what do you say? Well, I'm Melissa. I'm incredible. I am amazing.
Don't gas me up.
I'm very stylish.
I'm a celebrity stylist.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Melissa. Most people call me Mel. Yes, I'm on Instagram. I'm also a celebrity fashion stylist.
Woo!
I do interior decorating.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a bit about me. Don't know what else to say. I'm feeling kind of awkward.
And now she's on our podcast.
And I'm on your podcast. And I feel so special that you guys don't have guests.
Yeah, we rarely have guests.
I love that. Yeah. To be honest, the last one I listened to, you had guests. So.
Jamie.
That was the last one I listened to.
He can stay. He's
right. Yeah, he's a fun guest.
Good.
But we're so excited to have
I'm
you
so excited
here.
To be here.
No, it's like excited. I feel like you've got a lot of wisdom to,
to
offload onto people.
Whoa, you guys are rating me highly, boy.
Honestly, Melissa, you're at the top, right?
Guys.
We're like, we need Melissa's help.
Why is it feeling like my birthday right now? Do you know what everyone's going around saying this week? She's like, this is why I love you. I'm like, thanks.
Like, toast. Let me speak.
Toast to you, cheers.
Oh, thanks, babe.
So, we're going to do a girl talk episode.
Yeah.
So
we've got love girl talk.
We've got a little bit of boy stuff to discuss.
We have some dilemmas about like career, fashion, style, but also like best friends sleeping with boyfriends.
Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy. I've got the question of the week.
We always start with the question of the week.
So we ask them on Instagram and it's like a poll.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah. Right, if this all loads, we are in
the round. Oh, Wi-Fi's broke.
Can you get it up?
Yeah, let me step up.
Well, the question is,
would you
forgive a friend for sleeping with one of your old flames?
Old flame.
So, but we need to define what old flame means.
Yeah, it depends on how strong the flame is. Is it a blue flame? Is it a red flame?
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
How hot was the flame?
How hot was the flame?
So, the results are, we said we've got never, so I would never forgive a friend.
Right.
Mm. Or we've got, it's not a big deal.
Right.
So, first of all, what would you do?
I'd be like, no. I wouldn't want to deal with you anymore. I wouldn't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
I don't need to be my friend.
There's so many variables to consider.
Right. There are.
How close is a friend? Mm-hmm. How much of a big deal was the ex? Mm-hmm. Is it just like someone we were just like linking? Was it just a cute 3-month situation?
Yeah.
Was it like a boyfriend?
Like, was it like boyfriend? A potential husband?
Exactly. Like, were we together? Do we have loads of life memories?
Right.
Was I in love with this person?
Exactly.
Like, did we hang out together with this person?
Like, did we grow together? And if we you hung out together with the person, then I think it's different. That's why I'm saying that I feel like there's so many different components and facets to this.
Well, it's actually interesting because I thought most people would say like never, but the poll is actually 50-50. So 52% of you have said, no, I would never forgive a friend for sleeping with one of my old flames.
Okay.
But actually 48% have said like, oh, it's not a big deal, like whatever.
Maybe also it depends on what friend.
Yeah.
How close were you? Like, because if we weren't that close, maybe I could hang out and it doesn't really matter. But like, if it was you.
Look, someone said, depends how long ago and how deep it was.
Right.
Oh shit, my best friend did this to me and it broke my heart. I was over the boy, but surely there was 1,000 other guys she could have went for.
Right, that's the
thing. We haven't talked since. And it happened in 2018. I thought it was sisters before misters, but I was obviously wrong.
That's the thing, like, there's a million more complex.
I feel like her best friend wanted to be her.
Yeah.
That's, for me, always I'm just like, that's got to be the case.
And some girls, I feel like, have that mentality of, like, you know, if a guy fancied their friend, it's like, I want to make sure he fancies, like, I want him to fancy me instead.
Well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They always want
he
one
fancies
up.
Me yes. too. He's yeah. always trying to be better than the other.
But you know what? Like, I feel like if it was an acquaintance or if it was someone that, I feel like at the age that I'm at now, firstly, I'm sounding like I'm so ancient. I'm just 30.
It's her wisdom.
But at the age that I'm at now, I just don't think it'd be as big of a deal as it was when I was like 23.
Right.
And the reason why I'm saying this is that when you're younger, your whole life are your friends. Like, that's your whole life. Like, they are your priority.
True.
That is it. When you get older, life is just not like that anymore. Mm. The likelihood of spending as much time with that person, you probably won't. So,
how
many times are you going to be together? Like, you might see their relationship flourish on social media and that might irk you. But honestly, your priorities change.
Is it worth, like, getting...
And then I also never want to be in the position of stopping someone from possibly having an amazing relationship with someone just because I might have liked them.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
I think it's very different though if it's like a long-term relationship.
For
like
sure.
We literally grew together. Yeah. Like we had most of our adult year, like our young formative years together.
Yeah, that for me would be a no.
I think I would be able to get over it, but I'd just be like, oh, for what? Like,
yeah, it's a bit jarring. I can't lie. It's a bit jarring.
Because also, like, if this was a friend that I actually still wanted to be friends with, it's like you're kind of bringing him back into my life
and I
as
don't
well.
Want that energy.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with you. I don't want old memories.
Like, we can't like double date. Like, I don't want to ask you how he is.
But you know what? I feel like that constitutes a best friend. I feel like any other friend, you probably wouldn't have those issues. Like, are you going to go on a double date with someone who really isn't your best friend? No.
No. CBA.
I feel like you just naturally start distancing yourself from
absolutely.
That.
You just think, I don't want to associate myself with you anymore. And that's that's what that is. Like, why am I going to put
energy into
you?
That is mad for that girl's best friend did that. That's a bit shit.
I know. Well, it links to our first dilemma.
That's like psychological issues for me. I think that's just not normal behaviour.
I definitely think her friend wants to be her. It's either wants to be her or super jealous of her. Like, it gives me that vibe.
Always trying to have one up. It's always the
case. Yeah.
That's what
that is. Oh my God, have you heard that joke when some people are like, if you say to someone you went to Tenerife, they'll say they went to Elevenerife. Like, they just want to be...
Oh, well,
they just
want to be... Oh, I'm in there.
Yeah, like, you could be like, oh my God, I have this group... Oh, well, I had that in year 9. Oh, fucking hell. Relax, babe.
I got that last year. I've had that for ages.
Honestly, relax.
Oh, well, I went there 2 years ago.
Columbus. Take a chill pill. Fucking hell.
Christopher Columbus, fucking hell. Like,
yeah, there are just some people that just want to be on top. Yeah. It's like, babe,
they do.
Relax.
No, they do.
Always have
so
to
one
up.
So that's the vibe that her friend's giving me, even though I don't even know them.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like, that's what
We read people very well here on this podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a good judge of character.
Me
now.
Too.
Do you know what? I feel like I've gotten better as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm. Wait, because the more people you come across, the more kinds of people you deal with,
and
you're
then
just going to know.
I also think that I'm changing so much as a person. It's really weird. So when I hit 30, I feel like I just had this like a moment of enlightenment.
Wow.
Life is just so weird.
Whoa.
Like things that I would do when I was younger, I'm just like, no nonsense. Like I don't take crap. I used to be a huge people pleaser.
Yeah.
I used to really care about what people thought about me as well. Uh-huh. And I feel like because of those two things, there's so many things I didn't do that I wish I did.
Wish you did.
Because I was just so like concerned about
other
optics
people.
And but now I'm like, I couldn't give a flying
just
fuck
like living for yourself
completely. No, this is going to be a no from me. If I don't want to go, I'm not going. If I don't want to talk to you, I'm not talking to you. Mm-hmm. Like, bye babes.
That's that energy that
we
need.
But you know what? It comes with age, I think.
Yeah.
It comes
with
age.
Experience.
Because also I found like with age, you have more self-confidence and you know who you are a bit more. You know what you
and
bring
think
to
about
the table.
It. If you have so much self-value, self-worth, self-assurance, your boundaries won't, like, if somebody doesn't accept your boundaries, you won't care because you're like, well, I'm fine within myself. If you kind of don't want to get on here, get
not
on,
my
then,
business.
Yeah,
but I feel like your 20s are like your time to, like, yes, you're an adult, but, like, are you really?
You know what? I don't really think you're an adult.
Me neither.
I feel like I hit adulthood
27.5. Is it? 27.5
is very, so it's very important.
5 months.
Yeah, like, you just don't know what you're doing. Think about it. Like, if you go to uni, you come out of uni 21.
Right. That is like half your life already.
Firstly, I personally don't even think you should go to uni from 18.
Did you go to uni?
I went to uni.
How did you... do you regret it? Are you happy you went?
No, I'm happy I went to uni. I studied a course that was completely opposite from what I do now. I studied criminology.
Right.
And I literally... though. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I had an amazing time at uni.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. You think that.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's not.
FBI.
That's all like...
studying the body.
That's more like forensic science.
Right.
I could have worked for the MI5 though.
Wow.
But, yeah, I know.
What, but for MI5. Honestly, 005.
Yeah, but I can't hold water.
Wait, if you're with the MI5, you're not allowed to tell anyone...
No,
you're with the
MI5. You just have to say you have like a normal job. You can't even say it to like your wife.
So you're an accountant.
Yeah, I'm an accountant.
I'm an accountant.
I'm an accountant.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but
imagine
I'm
MI5 and you don't even know.
Wow. Oh my God.
Imagine if you were in the MI5.
I just got an important call.
Why are you looking at me like that?
She's
like, bitch, are you in the MI5? Oh, I'm not going to tell you. But I'm definitely not. But I'm not going to tell you.
Imagine if you were. That would be so cool.
She's getting a lot of calls.
But like, criminology is more based on like the societal factors as to why you do the things you do. Like, so why did that person commit crime? Was it a hot day? Like, no, babe. I want to see like the science behind it. So criminology is more about the theory behind it, I would say.
Interesting.
So I did that, had an amazing time at uni. One thing I would say is that it really shaped my work ethic more than anything. Mm-hmm. And it shaped my professionalism too. So I'm really happy that I went to uni, made amazing friends, had a great time. But you get out first, I think 18 is too young to choose a subject for something that you're going to do for your whole life. It's too young.
We always say it.
It's way too young.
I agree.
And like,
even like going back a couple years before in school when you're, is it like 15 or 16, you have to choose your options.
Your A-levels.
And then you're choosing like what subjects you're going to do. And it's like,
they're even making you think about it when you're like 13, 14.
Yeah, and it's like, hon, babe, I want to watch Saturday Day TV. Like, I'm not thinking about what
I'm watching. Tracy Beaker when I get
home. Oh my God, Tracy Beaker was popping off. Tracy Beaker was
popping
off.
Wait, have you seen the new shit she does? It's Tracy's
an adult.
And
she's got a husband.
She's got a husband. She's got a child. She's got a child. I saw the trailer. It was bizarre.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Watch the trailer. It's on YouTube.
Really?
It's
I don't know if I want to watch. Is Elaine the Payne still in it?
Justine's there.
Oh
Justine's
there.
Justine Littlewood.
Elaine the Payne. Didn't Elaine the Payne... Is she not dead? Oh, hold on. Is she? Hold on. Should I Google that?
Oh wait, didn't Duke die?
Someone died.
Duke died.
Hold on.
Cam's in it. Duke died.
Oh, rest in peace, Duke.
R.I.P. Duke.
Oh my God. Okay.
Duke was alive.
Sorry, the internet is not strong.
It's not working.
If Elaine the Payne has passed.
Sorry. Like, it's either R.I.P. or babe. I'm so sorry for trying to, like, you know, shorten your life. God forbid.
Has passed.
But yeah, so you come out of uni and then you spend the next couple of years, like, figuring out what you're doing.
Yeah.
By the time you're really stable, I would say you're about 26.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be getting your first, like, full salary job. Because when I came out of uni, I was working at Waitrose for ages after I came out of uni. Yeah. And then I became a receptionist because I was like, everyone else is on a salary. Like, I just feel like I should have a proper job.
Right.
But literally, it takes ages to grow up.
Yeah.
It takes such a long time. And I think also the internet probably makes it seem...
The internet makes it worse for everyone.
Sure. Definitely makes it worse.
But
in
everyone
so
looks
many ways.
So accomplished
well, because
at such an early age.
You see Kylie
not...
Jenner, who's what, 23?
Right.
She's 24 and she's a billionaire. And you're thinking, right, so I'm 20, whatever.
Right.
And I've got, a couple thousand pounds.
Like, even if you think about your personal life, like, if you look through your Instagram and you know your personal life person, you're like, if people knew this shit show that is happening behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Swipe up to shop this eyeshadow. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm struggling.
Literally.
Yeah.
Just keep on moving through the beat. I'm kind of fast forwarding a bit, but I think people will be really interested. How did you get to the, like, what's been your career journey?
Right. So from the criminology degree to the fashion style.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get into it then.
Because we had some questions of people being like, oh, like, how do I get into the fashion industry?
Right,
like, how, where do I even start? Because I feel like it's quite
what's
a hard
first stepping stone
place to get your foot in the door.
It's very difficult. And I think that when I was doing it, structures were very different in that.
Right.
Everything wasn't so heavily based on the internet. Like, it was still very, like... black and white, I almost want to say.
Right.
So what I did is I really wanted to study fashion. My mum was like, that's not fucking happening. She's like, you're not doing that.
Right.
So she's like, you need to get a proper job. Yeah. So I was like, so I went to uni, did criminology. And what was so hilarious about criminology, I was meant to study psychology, but I think I got an E. And they were like, babe.
So you had to change.
Babe, log out. They're like, don't come back. So I had to go through clearing and I did criminology. So whilst I was at uni, I was like, oh my God, I kind of don't want to do this. But right. then I had to be creative. So I was like, right. I noticed that people, I think I was like Googling like fashion and I came across fashion bloggers and that was like 2009, 2010.
Wow.
So that was so like when it was Brian Boy, yeah, Rumi Neely, Fashion Guitar. Like it was like super Rumi. Old OGs. Oh, I love her. OGs, like Song of Style.
I remember like reading like the Blonde Salads blog.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Carla's Closet. Like there was some OGs. Yeah, she's amazing.
To love her.
I used She's to had love a baby.
I saw. Sweet. Yeah. I followed her recently because I unfollowed her ages ago. I don't know why. I'm
sorry, Carla. Yeah.
It's
you're a bitch, man.
She wasn't posting. I was going through.
No, she wasn't posting.
She wasn't posting, was she? And I was like, yeah. You know what? She's had a baby. I'm just going to follow just in case we see any posts.
Yeah.
But she hasn't posted. Yeah, she hasn't.
Do you know what? I think she's now just focusing on her fashion line. I think it's like transcending in a different way for her.
Yeah. She doesn't need to be posting.
Yeah.
I mean, I want her to post.
Yeah, but like, she's obviously off living life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... I looked up that and I was like, oh my God, I should start a fashion blog to show people that I can style.
Yes.
Like I was offering personal shopping things. So I started my fashion blog and I literally would just get like my friend, my housemates to take pictures on like an iPhone 3. Was it iPhone 3 back then? Who
3GS.
Knows? 3GS. Yeah. Yeah, classic. Awful.
Was that the first front camera?
No, that was back camera only.
I think the 5 might have been the first.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Anyway, so I was doing, I started my blog, Melissa's Wardrobe, and I was posting on there. And then whilst I was posting on there, I reached out to like a lot of like up and coming designers and magazines. I was like, can I intern? So I did loads of internships.
Right.
And I did internships in different fields of fashion because I wanted to make sure that styling is what I wanted to do.
Cover all your bases.
Yes. So I did like pattern cutting. I did like fashion styling one. I did so many different things, like so many, just to make sure. And I was like, yeah, definitely want to do fashion styling.
So how long like were you at these internships for?
Like, I would say like 3 months.
Okay.
2-3 months. Yeah. But I did quite a few. I think I did like 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Whilst I was at uni and working at Waitrose and Topshop, I was like on it.
Oh, Jesus.
I was so determined. I wish I could get that kind of determination back because
now you're like,
the energy you must
have. Yeah. Oh my God. I was so determined. Like nothing was going to stop me. And I also kind of wanted to prove to my mum that like,
I can do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I started blogging and things were going really well. Then I started Instagram because people only started really going on Instagram like 2012, I want to say.
Yes.
So I started Instagram and that went really well. So I was doing my blog for a long time and then I started doing fashion styling. So somebody contacted me. The first person I styled was Maya Jammer.
Wow.
So I styled her for a magazine and then I started styling her. And then it kind of just...
Word of mouth.
Yes, I was about to say, it's a lot of word of mouth. Exactly. So then I started styling loads of different people. So I did, who have I styled? I've styled Michael Dapper, I've styled Katie Piper, I've styled Anthony Joshua, I've styled Stormzy, I'm just calling Storms. I styled David Guetta, like I've styled so many different people. And it's been a journey, but this like, my career started in like 2009, 2010, and now we're in 2021 and things are looking up. So it's such a long journey. And I think also it's important to highlight that because I think a lot of people think you have to...
You can click your fingers and in 6 months like, going to have a career.
This hasn't happened overnight. Because I think when you see it on social media, you're like, oh my God, that's been like 2 years. But you're like, no, 2009 I've been doing this
shit. Yeah, and I think a lot of people...
Everyone wants a quick fix these days and to like get there really quickly. Fix. It's like people aren't willing to like work up the ladder almost.
Like you shouldn't get discouraged at the beginning. Like it's going to take a while.
And I think also we kind of now live in an accomplishment society where everyone wants to announce their next move. And because of that, people don't allow themselves to do trial and error. Like when I was doing internships, I did every internship to make sure
I
wasn't trying to announce it. Like I just wanted to make sure, okay, is this what I'm doing? Cool. Then I invest time into it.
Right.
So I did that. And then I would say, like, my Instagram career, it's been like a big trajectory. So I think that my Instagram became bigger when Insta stories came out because people could really see my personality. Because I think everyone can wear a nice outfit.
My mum loves your story.
Oh,
she's
really?
Like, have you seen
hey,
Mel's story today?
Hey,
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God, hey, Mel. I think people realise, you know, I think you have to be kind of cautious what you put out, but really understand what your message is, because everyone can dress nice, everyone can have a Bottega bag, but it's like, who is the girl that's wearing that Bottega bag?
Like the personality behind it.
And if you build the rapport with your followers, you're going to have a very strong following and your engagement's going to go up, and people want those kind of things when you work with brands.
And so, you want your followers to trust you as well, so if they feel like they know you.
And for me, like, I just never want to give bad advice, I never want to lead people astray, and I think I always had my styling career to back me up, so I was never desperate for money.
Right.
So I wasn't doing doing campaigns that didn't make sense just because I was hungry. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't making poor choices.
Well, yeah, because you were like, I have a career on the side.
Yeah, like, so I'm not going to tell you to buy this fucking cream if it's shit.
Right. Because like, what for?
Yeah,
for what?
Like, there's been so many times I've had campaigns and brands are like, oh, yeah, we'll give you this amount. And you're like, oof. Yeah. Money, yeah, the money is sweet,
like, nice.
The money is spicy. Put the cream on. I'm like, hon, this is shit. I remember one time, like some eyeshadow stick. I was like, babe, this is not showing up. I was like, hon.
There is no pigment in
and they were like, oh, is there anything else we can do? I'm like, no, babe, take your product back. I can't
return it.
Like, take it back. And that was a big brand. That was the first time I was working with that brand as well. I was like, I can't do this. So I'm glad that I just always want to step forward with integrity and make sure that what I'm posting is like authentic. Solid. Yeah, because also I have a service to my followers. Like if I know that they're going to support and trust everything that I do, that I need to make sure that everything I put out is genuine and I have tried it.
And I think you've like more than achieved that because I know everything you recommend. I'm like, I got to be fast.
I just get so quick. I'm like, well, Melissa.
So fast. Like, and you know what? Even now, when I recommend something, I'm like, right, let me buy three of these and then post it. Because the other day I posted like this, like... cleaner, like a spray, cleaning spray, and I was like, right, I ordered a couple.
So
like,
you've got
guys,
your stock.
Here you go, and it's sold out. I'm like, you know what? At least I've got mine.
If I see the stories, it's like Melissa Wardrobe 8 hours ago. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, you're not getting it.
Gone. 6 hours.
Honestly, there was one time I put up some earrings and then mine broke, and I was like, this is what I get.
It's like, don't do this.
I tried to buy it. I was like, hopefully someone will do a refund. Like, fucking hell. But yeah. So then also, I would say that a big jump for me was lockdown.
Yeah. Right.
So I think lockdown, a lot of people were looking to like content creators to like
entertain them.
Yeah, we were having
give
a
them
shit time.
To smile about.
Yeah, and honestly, like during that time, it was very hard to shoot. It was illegal to shoot.
Yeah. On my daily walk.
Yeah. Just with a tripod.
On my daily walk.
Yeah, like it was illegal. It was illegal. So literally, I was like, oh my God, I've got to be creative. So I spent a lot of time on stories and I grew rapidly. It was huge.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say like maybe like, was it 50 or 70,000? Like
a huge amount.
And yeah, so it's been a big deal. And I would say that like this year has been most transformative for me.
Uh-huh.
Like it's been a big year for me, and I know that next year will be bigger. But it's taken such a long time, like,
right.
And I never really gave up. There was times I did get tired and I was exhausted, but it's like I never gave up. So I think a lot of people need to know that as well.
Moral of the story
is take your time.
Yeah. What's the rush?
Yeah, and you're competing like, with people whose perceived reality is not even their real reality.
Right.
So,
exactly. Yeah. Like you're stalking people and they don't even...
Honestly.
Like they're renting that bag.
Do you know what I mean?
You know
oh my God, I've been renting bags.
I want
so to. Cocoon.
No,
I'm
oh wait, can I?
This.
I can't even be saying things. No. You're giving them free advertising.
Give me a brand.
Yes, Cocoon. Yeah.
So when
really
I follow
good.
We Will What, yeah, she rents all these Chanel bags. She's in New York though, but we
how
can't do that.
How much is it to rent a bag? How
it's
long
like
do you rent them for?
Bags,
you
know?
Wow.
And do you know what? There's sometimes... When you're creating a look, you're like, I need this orange bag for this look. Do I want an orange? Do I want to fully commit to this
orange bag?
No.
No.
Let me rent it. It's so good.
Wow.
And it's sustainable.
Yeah,
it's
like
good.
Recycling.
It's like me with that green one. I want it, but I don't want it.
The Bottega
find
green
somewhere.
One.
Which Bottega green
it's
one?
Like this big green, forest green.
Is it the one with the triangle in the middle?
No. It's just like the
is it like croissant?
Croissant?
No, it's
the woven big forest green,
and it's got it kind of looks round, and it's got a top.
No, it hasn't got
it's
a top.
Just like,
it's just
like
one of the
pouch.
But I
like
saw a really nice white one with the little triangle in yesterday. It was incredible. It was huge.
Cocoon have some good ones,
right?
God, we should all go and rent our handbags.
You
yeah,
see?
No, I just rented a gold Bottega clutch.
Wow,
because I really wanted the gold, and I was like, I can't be.
The gold is bold.
And let me tell you something,
gold.
Bottega resale is shit.
Really?
Oh my God! Oh my God! I had the cream pouch, and I tried to sell it. I couldn't even get £1,000 for it.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just... All the best bags to buy, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, you always get your money back.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Off to Chanel we go to rent some
yeah,
handbags.
Yeah, honestly, because it's
Cocoon.
Just... Cocoon. Hopefully they
reach
sponsor
out.
The next episode.
You should be paying us.
Yeah. Sponsor the next episode, hun.
Yeah. Thank you, Cocoon.
Oh, we spent a long time on that one. Sorry.
Yeah, we did. No, that was really... I think like,
no.
Everyone wanted to know that. It was
okay,
really
good.
Interesting.
I wanted to know that.
Okay, good.
Because we've always been like, how did Melissa...
Yeah.
We were like, I want Melissa's job. How do we do that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I want Melissa's job. How do we get
there? And it's also so stressful.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can
imagine.
Oh, my God.
I can't even stand myself, let alone like myself and other people.
And the thing is, I think with styling, people... If it was just about putting great outfits on people, everyone would be a great fucking stylist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much more to it. Firstly, think about the insecurities you have as a person
right.
and think about dealing with that for another person. Mm. So you now have to take in consideration all the insecurities, you now have to try and convince brands to give you clothes for them to wear.
Right.
And it's not as easy as you think. Mm-hmm. And then you now have to work.
How does it work? Do they give the clothes back? Or?
Yeah, so we do pulls. It's called pulling. So you'll take something from like a Bottega or a Chanel, like, hey, this is my client, this is their event, this is what they're going to do, they're going to be on red carpet, and then they decide to agree or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't always get the pick of the litter. So you may see a lookbook and be like, oh my God, I want look number 3. And they'll be like, we're offering you look number 5 and 6.
Right.
And you just have to deal. Like, so if it was just about putting great outfits on people, it'd be super easy. But there's so much troubleshooting, and then you might get a sample and some of it's a bit broken or it doesn't fit. And then how do you deal with that? And it's just,
the clock is ticking.
Yeah, and you do all that work. And then one day your client decides, no, fuck it, I'm not wearing that no more. And you're like, okay, back to suit. Like, it's so much.
Back to the emails. Hello, we have an emergency.
My name is Melissa. I need your help.
I will fly. I'll pick it up personally. Like, yeah. So it is very stressful. I think it looks great. I think a lot of jobs look great.
Mm. Well, yeah, it looks glam. And it's like,
my God, it looks amazing. Like, private chair. Like,
yeah, wow, flying around.
Yeah, I've spent the last 3 days crying. So,
Oh, that is so interesting.
Yeah.
I love it. I'd love to just, like, be a fly on the wall for
I'd love to have a day in the life.
Really?
You should vlog. Why don't you?
Well, this is the thing. It's difficult because also you don't want to compromise your client's privacy.
Yeah, true.
And then also, like, I think the vlog would be a mess.
And also, like,
chaos is good. Chaos is good. Yeah. People like it.
And then
they'll
just be like, oh, hi, guys, sorry. I've just been on the laptop for eight hours. Like,
it's actually 12 days later.
Yeah, literally, it would be that.
I forgot about Facebook.
I definitely have tried to do, but every time I've tried to do it, it hasn't really worked. So I think I need to, like, I don't know.
You could do, like, smaller kind of, like, 7 minutes.
Or just focus on one project and get a client to agree. And then maybe.
Because get everyone.
I think people want to see everything. And the parts that they can't see are probably the most interesting.
That they want to.
For sure.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Baby. Okay, right. Well, we should probably circle back. So we have our first dilemma, which is where, Mel, you can give us some wisdom. And this is going back to the best friend that slept with the friends with benefits.
Okay, oh God.
Here we go. So this links friends with benefits.
This links to the poll that we had at the start.
Is it a friends with benefits?
Well, this girl in particular is.
So okay, her friends slept with her friends with benefits.
Okay.
Let me read it.
Oh, right, read it.
Okay, sorry. We're trying to understand about three times.
Well, her subject line is best friend sleeps with friends with benefits.
Okay, let's hear what she's got to say.
So I've got a dilemma.
She included a picture.
Yeah. Oh, they always send us pictures.
Oh, my God.
Can I see?
So this is the friendship.
Wait, which one's the one?
I haven't read it.
Oh, my God, they're proper hugging up.
Yeah, proper besties.
Oh, she's taking the fucking piss. That dress is nicer. Sorry, go on. Sorry.
I believe that yellow was no Polly.
Yeah, I think it is.
We're just going to be baiting the girl. I'm saying that. Everyone's going to be thinking about, do I have a yellow poly dress? Fucking hell, Cynthia.
Every girl with a yellow poly dress. Fuck.
Okay, so I'll try to keep it short and sweet. So on Halloween last year, we're going back.
Jesus Christ.
What was happening? Weren't we in lockdown, babe? Why were they outside?
This is actually illegal activity.
Breaking rules.
Can't be condoning this, hun.
So I went to Brighton to visit my old uni girls, including my best friend of the time. We'll call her Sarah. So, for a bit of a backstory,
Sarah
and I...
Sorry, go on. Let's go on.
We had bad Sarahs in our life.
Yeah. Sarah and I lived together in a student accommodation and hit it off massively. We were inseparable, and I've never met someone that's made me laugh so much. We're like proper besties.
It's lovely.
I invited my, at the time, friends with benefits, Brian.
Brian.
We dated for a while we were younger. He was my first ever boyfriend and I had a massive soft spot for him. I'd even told Sarah in the past that I thought I'd fallen in love with him again and it just made it all so much more complicated. So Brian booked a hotel room.
Wow, Brian. Okay, thank Brian. You.
Brian's got fucking money.
Yeah. Where are we staying, Brian?
I thought they were just going to stay back at the Unicom.
Same. But him and I, which after our night out, we went back to pick up some drinks to continue the after party.
Okay.
I ran into the room to grab something, but after a while, neither Brian or Sarah followed me. Okay.
They unfollowed her?
No, they didn't follow her back into the room. Right. She's like, where have you gone?
They've gone to snog around the corner.
I went out into the hallway to catch, you know, my best friend. Oh my God. I went out into the hallway to catch my best friend and the boy I loved kissing in front of me. I was so shocked, so I ran off expecting them to follow and apologize.
Why did she run?
I don't know. Well, she was so shocked.
Dramatic effect.
She said they didn't.
Of course they didn't. Sorry.
Oh my God. They stayed in the hotel that night together with all my stuff.
Oh,
and
babe.
Slept
so where did
together.
She sleep?
She's sleeping in the hallway outside. They slept together in the bed that he had booked for us. I was left on my own dressed as Lara Croft in the middle of Brighton with all my belongings in the hotel room.
Sorry, what's going on?
The next day, she even came back to her student house wearing my clothes. I cut them.
No, but you see what I got. You see what I mean about friends wanting to be you.
This is prime example.
She wanted to steal your man, and that's all it was.
Wow.
I cut them both off completely. So heartbroken. But my dilemma is
that she cut them off.
My dilemma is I really miss Sarah as a friend.
No,
she's reached out multiple times to apologize, and I know it was a terrible mistake. But can I forgive her? I'm always a very forgiving person. I miss her so much, but obviously this is a massive fuck up.
Sorry, how was she dressed as Lara Croft and didn't beat everyone's fucking
ass?
Did she not have a toy gun? She could have knocked on the door.
I would have literally run and kicked.
I would have been like at that door, like, hello. I would have left them to it.
I don't want it to work.
No, but did she think this is
banging that door down?
Why are you running away?
In hindsight,
this is not the notebook, babe. No.
She should have gone back.
No one is chasing
and
you.
Banged on that door.
Mm, she should have.
I would have had to be creative.
I don't know why Brian would do such a thing to you.
Because Brian doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
Brian's
Brian
a twat.
Care.
Brian's the boy.
Disgusting.
This is best mate.
Brian doesn't
here.
Care.
But both of them are.
Sorry, she is so nasty and so rude. Right. You're wearing my clothes, you stupid tramp.
Oh my
God. How dare she?
Did you even have a shower before you put my clothes on? After you've been all over Brian.
I don't even have words. Biggest mistake was not Lara Croft in her ass.
Right. Oh, for sure.
She should have drop kicked her.
But like, did you not sense that like throughout the night that like something was going on with
the
two of them?
Well, she must have sensed that. That's why she went outside.
But how is it that you've gone into the room, no one's followed you, so you've gone out into the hallway and they're like getting off?
Well, I mean, the fact that they do that right there as well.
I have nothing to say. Also, Sarah lacks shame. How dare you text me?
Which one
the lack of shame.
Which one is Sarah? We need to know.
Have some balls, Sarah.
It's probably yellow dress. I think I'm getting the yellow dress.
Yeah, no, because
vibes.
In the other picture, it's not yellow dress.
It's the black dress.
Right, okay,
one.
We like yellow dress then. Okay.
Yeah, yellow dress looks fab.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
Firstly,
Great choice.
She never needs to be friends with Sarah again.
No.
I do
absolutely
not need.
Not.
I cannot give somebody the opportunity to show me themselves twice.
Don't
you've shown
lower
me.
Your
that
standards.
Is so true.
You've shown me. And also, Brian.
Brian's a twat.
No, we forget about Brian. Better people will come
Brian's,
into your life. Is that
I'm
Brian?
Sorry, Brian's not even attractive, if you ask me.
Let me see. You're taking
Brian is not worth this.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Be serious.
So he had two girls pining for him. Good on you, Brian. But
and nobody attacked him. Brian's having the
Brian
time of his life.
Brian walked off a free man.
And I guarantee you, he'd leave both of them. Yeah.
Scot-free.
No, that's disgusting. No. She should not be friends with Sarah again.
Better people will come into your life and they'll show you that, oh my God, this is what a true friend is.
Exactly.
That is not what a true friend
is. It's like what you just said, Mel. Like when someone shows you your colours,
then just let it be done once.
Believe it.
Yeah, just do it once.
Believe it.
Like, people chat a lot of shit. She'll be like, I'm sorry, biggest mistake of my life. I miss
you.
Yeah,
no
shit.
No shit.
Oh my God.
Not into
are you
it.
Watching Married at First Sight UK?
Oh my God. So I watched one episode.
Oh my God.
I'm not
keep
watching
going.
It.
Yeah, I know. I've actually watched two, but no, I've watched two. But they're so long to hurry up.
Like, they're on every night. You've got to
okay,
be with
okay.
it.
Every night.
Every night.
You know what? I watched the Australia
I can't
one.
Commit to that.
And do you remember Inez and her bullshit?
Yeah. I did not watch
I'm
it.
I'm so
Sophia.
Sorry. I never like to I never like to say things, but I don't think Inez is going to heaven. She's
no,
a nasty
Inez
person.
Inez is not going to heaven.
She's a nasty person.
She was
really
pure
as
evil.
In so nasty.
She was pure evil. I don't know if it was just like...
For the cameras?
But I know,
as in, it is her character.
Right, it's in her genes.
Innate.
Mm-hmm. Every person she came across, she just had a reason to be horrible and nasty.
She, no, as in, like, she can say anything like, oh, I hate your eyebrows.
Oh my God.
Like, she was...
I have no option about my eyebrows. They cry out of my head. Like, that's so rude. I can't change this a lot as a man.
Wow.
She literally would put the guy down so much.
It was so sad. Well, people are doing... You need to keep watching UK.
Yeah, I do.
Because the blonde woman, she's like, I just don't find him attractive at all.
Do you know what?
She says to his face...
Oh my God, like, I saw that. And he cried.
She said... They asked her. They were like, so how's the intimacy? And she was like, if I'm honest.
She's like, I hang out with people who go to the gym and look after themselves and care about... Not being funny, this girl looks mad. You've got a cheek. You've got a cheek. And actually, the man is more attractive than she is.
You've
got a fucking cheek.
I agree. I was saying
cried.
That.
Oh my God.
She was saying, I need a glass of wine. If he's going to come near me, I need a glass of wine.
Not being funny, beer but goggles. No one... You're not even getting picked first.
Imagine someone saying that about you.
And then there's another woman. She, the lady who's like had like, she's got loads of filler in her lips. What's her name?
Brunette.
And
and she won't have seen what's happened now.
She is so mean to the guy. So mean to the guy. And also like very aggressive.
Very aggressive. Really? He is the sweetest, gentlest
so
guy.
So lovely.
So lovely.
Gosh, babe, you need to watch the acting up on there.
You need to keep going. I'm just going to say it. Someone cheats on someone. And then
infidelity.
He stays with her. And this poor man is so sweet.
Aww.
He wants love so much, he's willing to forgive her bullshit. She's been like, oh, you know, I have, you know, been trying a bit more.
Oh, she's going to do it again.
Bitch.
Come on.
Yeah.
Aww.
She doesn't even fancy him, Sevilla. She's just staying on.
I think a lot of them don't fancy a lot of them.
Well, I think to go on the show in the first place.
Yeah.
What gets you to that point? Is it to be on TV?
Yes.
To be honest, I don't think there's anything bad in going to a matchmaker. Doing it on TV is a bit wild.
Yeah, that's the difference. Like, I'd go to a matchmaker. Sure.
Yeah,
if I got to that point. Yeah,
millionaire
why not?
Matchmaker. Used to love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Did she still do that?
She was scary.
She was scary. But she's like, no.
No. You're not going out with her again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, Jesus.
Call
calm
her
down.
And ask her out. And then they'd have to sit there in the office and be like, hey.
That was an incredible show. I found you a really great girl here and you're blind to it. She was...
when they do the fucking... When all the girls we stood there, she's like, why are you wearing that? She's like, no.
No, that is too funny.
She's so mean.
She was scary.
Oh, I loved her.
Wow, sorry. We keep on derailing.
I'm sorry.
And babe, don't be friends with her again.
Yeah, we don't like her, so
that's
no
not a true definition of a friend. Just cut
I
her
think
out.
It'd be better to just go to dinner on your own than
I'd rather
with Sarah.
Have no friends.
Me too.
Honestly, I'd rather have no
friends. Baby.
Hello, my fave girls. Need some inspo for what to wear for evening dates, evening drinks, nights out. Now it's edging into autumn. Still want to look hot, but don't want to freeze
dates,
to death.
Dates, evening drinks, nights out.
So
autumn.
She's saying autumn nights out.
Babe, this is quite...
Autumn dates.
Autumn dates.
I feel like nights out and... Evening drinks are two different things.
Right, they are.
Well, she's slashing.
She's slashing.
Yeah.
She's...
One thing that I absolutely love is a knitted dress.
Ooh.
I love a knitted dress. Something that gives you an amazing silhouette.
Ooh. It does.
But you're warm.
You're warm.
Comfy.
Mm.
Wow. Get a short sleeve one. You get a tank one.
Because I think all the like jeans and a nice top ladies struggle when it gets to this time of year. Because it's like, right, do we go for a long sleeve top?
I don't have a jacket that goes with these jeans.
I think that's where the issue comes in.
I feel like you can never go wrong with a knitted midi dress.
Gorgeous.
You can wear it with
boots. Are we doing a jacket over that
one? I love a good coat over it.
Lovely. Nice. And a little boot.
I love a boot.
A little strappy heel.
You could do a strappy heel. You could do a boot. You could do a flat if you really want to do a flat. You could do a trainer.
Chunky trainer.
Nice. Chunky trainer.
I mean,
I love them.
What's on? I always go for a blazer. I'll just do a big blazer.
I do like a blazer.
I like
but a
when in doubt. Leather trousers.
Good like pair of leather trousers.
Leather trousers are amazing, but it's hard to find a good pair.
Yes.
I got a good pair from House of CB.
They've like, got great ones. Yeah, they have really, really good ones. But I feel like once you get that one 2 years ago, you don't find another one.
Yeah.
I've seen a TikTok about a pair of leather trousers from Meshki.
Oh, really?
They're like viral. Really hugs your bum, goes right in on the waist.
And I love a leather trouser.
Black leather trousers.
Because leather trousers
straight
you could
do
with a bodysuit. You could do it with a blouse. You could do it with a jumper. You could wear a coat with it, blazer,
anything.
Do you
know what I'd say? Get yourself like 3 Skims bodysuits.
Oh my God, Skims?
Get a brown, get a black.
And just
recycle them with your leather trousers and your little jacket and you're done. Mm. Do you know what
love
I mean?
It. Yeah.
10 out of 10. Have you seen that Skims dress?
Yes, but
on TikTok, I can't find it.
So, the Harrods have the black one.
Do they?
And that's it. There's no one else.
Off to Harrods
we go. Selfridges actually had the grey.
Did they? I want to get the stone colour.
Yeah. I want a nudie one.
Yeah. Just keep on moving through the beat. Oh, that looks lengthy.
Right. Yeah, this is the novel.
People like to go into detail on our emails.
No, but it's good. Sometimes you need the context.
Sometimes you like a bit of a background. Yeah.
We've got, I'm just trying to position myself here.
Oh, wow.
We've got boyfriend asking who I've slept with. Okay.
Oh, is that necessary?
So we're going to... Is that essential like, do we want to talk about blossom? Yeah, do you want to... Right. Hi, girls. I've been loving your content since your blog. Wow. What about 2017?
Really?
And yeah. We had a blog when we were 16 years ago.
I only know you guys from YouTube.
Yeah. Well,
I love your vlogs.
We had... Oh, my God.
Oh, my little, that's very nice.
Always ordering the Turkish, the salad.
Yeah, Greek salad.
And then the sushi was a big hit.
Oh, the sushi. We've not had Athenian in ages. So we haven't. Greek salad.
And then what is it? The vegan chocolate? Oh, is it Vego?
Vego.
See, I've been watching.
You'd like that. Like that. Tastes normal.
Do you know what one I eat? Is it raw? Oh, God. What is it called? It's purple.
Nomo.
Purple.
No, they have it at Waitrose. Milk.
Milk. Milk with a Y. Milk.
I think so. No. Oh. It's not it. Oh. Fucking hell.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the purple chocolate.
It's so good.
Wow.
Vegan.
Yeah.
Waitrose. Wow.
Yeah.
Purple. We'll have a look.
Oh, my God. I would tell you.
We'll have a look.
Yeah.
So recently... Mm. I've gotten into a new relationship with the most amazing guy. We could call him Brian for consistency. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. We speak about everything with each other, and I've never felt so secure, but also inspired to grow with him and learn more about him in a relationship.
Oh, I love that. You mature. Always want to be with someone who helps you level up.
Very
love
mature,
it.
Incredible, sounds great. However, the other night, he asked whether he knew anybody that I've slept with in the past.
Huh?
That comes from a
nasty
place.
When are we talking about? How does this come up? Is this over dinner? Is this pillow talk?
I don't like that question.
When is this conversation?
I don't like that question. For contents, we went to school together. Right, okay, so he's just...
So what's he asking?
Have you slept with anyone I know?
Oh.
That I'm friends with.
So have you slept with any of my mates?
Right, because she's just saying now, we went to school together but started dating this year.
Oh, okay.
3 years out of school. So how old does that make them? 18, 21.
So still young.
1921.
The math was killing you up there.
He's my fingers. 1921
is 3, 4.
The thing is, I'm laughing. I didn't even bother. I was just looking at you. I was like, all right, this is not my department.
There with arms crossed, if it was getting fingers out.
Yeah,
one,
literally
two,
three. January, February, March.
Right, I'm now at uni. I'm now at uni that he's not at. Right.
Right.
Most of the guys I've been with before him go to my uni, so he wouldn't know them, okay?
Right.
Or run into them unless we were on a night out, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't keep in touch with any of them, but if I saw them, I would stop to have a very quick chat and move on with my day. Yeah, friendly.
Okay. Mm. Each to their own.
Right? I wouldn't. But
so no from me.
Anyway,
but
I was
not
surprised that he asked.
I personally don't.
No. You don't need
to be honest. I actually don't have any exes, don't know any of them. Right. Don't know any of those people.
I don't think they exist anymore.
Wait,
actually,
who are you? I was surprised that yes, but I explained this to him. So she's explaining this to him. He said that if we did run into one of them and had a quick chat, he'd like me to tell him that I'd slept with the guy after we spoke so he would know how to act.
What does he need to know for?
Why are we talking about
so
this?
So he wants to know in case we run into anyone he's slept with so he knows how to act, big guy, when he's face to face with the guy you've slept with.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Is that what you're trying to say? I couldn't understand this because, for me, I'd rather live in ignorance about who's
ignorance
been with sexually.
Is bliss sometimes.
I agree. I don't want to know the list.
Honestly, be oblivious.
Ignorance is bliss.
But, like, you don't need to know. If it's just going to cause anxiety and stress and just make you feel for what? Sexually. Sorry, that was the... Right. However, he told me that he would feel like an idiot if he had this sweet chat with someone I'd been with and later found out from someone else I'd slept with them. Why is he creating situations that haven't even happened there before?
For me, it sounds like this is coming from a place of insecurity.
Insecurity, for sure.
He sounds like he's had issues before and he's like trying
maybe he's,
to... Right?
Someone's not been
trustworthy. Maybe he's had problems with like someone going back to their ex or going...
Yeah, and he just wants to know what he's up against.
Mm. Right. Is this simply a pride thing? He is quite a proud person, but insists that it's not coming from a place of possession over me. Mm. What do you girls think? Is it reasonable for me to be a bit weirded out? Would you tell a guy that you're seeing that you'd slept with someone that you ran into or leave them in ignorance?
I think that's exhausting.
I definitely think he's correct
from
that it's
Australia.
Not coming. I don't think it's coming from a place of possession either. I think it's coming from a place of insecurity.
Insecure.
Sure.
He wants to know who he's kind of been up against. Yeah. Like, he wants to know who is past.
What? I could kind of understand if it was like, say if like you're with your boyfriend, right?
Right.
And there was like this event you were going to that night or someone's birth party or something. I understand maybe getting a bit of a heads up, like, oh, like there is like my ex is going to be there or someone that I had a history with is going to be there, like just so you know.
But we don't need to sit down and have a whole conversation about just like everyone I've slept with just in case. But like, yeah, the respect is there. Yeah, at an event. Oh, just seen there's a girl over there. I have slept with her. Just want to let you know.
Oh,
we
like,
can leave.
I dated her.
Right. You know
what?
We can leave.
I just wouldn't want to know.
No, yeah, I know.
Depends what kind of vibe the other girl's giving off. Like, you don't want her to come and approach you, and then a little heads up might be nice.
I just don't care for your history. Like,
no,
I don't
care
for the history books.
I don't want to hear
it. I really don't care.
I don't want to hear
it. So what should she do?
I think she needs... Well, so...
I actually think she needs to have a conversation with
him. Me
too. And she needs to get to the bottom of where this is coming from.
Right.
Not what he's saying,
right,
what is actually being said, because
what is he actually thinking?
Yeah, and I think that also if it's coming from a place of insecurity, then maybe they just need to work on a way that he feels reassured that she's probably not going to leave, or all the things that she does like about him, because I think it is coming from a place of insecurity.
Because it is a new relationship, so he's obviously acting how he would have acted in his past relationship.
Right.
Maybe like he, you know, maybe his ex was, I don't know, maybe
and
his ex had slept with everyone.
I feel like stuff like this matters so much when you're younger. I just, I don't care. Like, I really don't care.
The thing is, it's like, what does it change? Like, what are you going to gain? I just don't get it.
It's not going to change anything.
No. Right.
It's not going to change our relationship, who I've slept with.
It's not going to make you unfuck them.
Right. It happens.
It's not going to change it, is it? I don't really...
If it changes the way he feels about you when he hears who you've slept with, then that's not a good thing. So if
because that means that it's so conditional.
Right. So if he's trying to get at that, like, he's like, I want to know. Like, I need to know who I'm dealing with here. Like, then that's a red flag. I don't like
that. No, they really need to just get to the crux of why he's asking such
questions.
Just
sit down and have, like,
therapy
more of a mature
conversation.
Oh my God, therapy is so good.
I want to go to therapy.
I have therapy every week.
Really?
Every Thursday.
Do you benefit from it a lot?
Absolutely.
Do you want to give us the name?
Well, I can definitely.
We'll book out all the slots. And Melissa's like, I don't have any.
Can I book a full day on Thursday, please?
Book a 72-hour
session. Honestly, I actually need to speak for the whole day. It's so good.
Wow. No, honestly,
Also, it really helps you realise how much loads of things aren't a big deal because you're centering so much around yourself.
Right.
Like, so many of us have main character energy where we just think everything is about us. Like, you could, like, be a little bit grumpy and I'm like, oh my God, she absolutely hates me. What did I do? And it's like, you're going through so much shit, but now I've made this about me.
Right.
So a therapist will really help you just see so many different perspectives and help you understand and navigate things. Because I think for me, I needed help navigating through life. I'm like, oh, I don't know what decision to make. I don't want...
Right.
And she's just like, hey, this is how you combat this. These are the tools you need for that. So they kind of like aid you with tools to get through life. It's so good.
Wow.
We're going.
Really, really good. Gosh, and I just feel less anxious.
Yeah.
Less like...
More relaxed, comfortable.
Yeah, just less concerned about everyone else and just
It's always good just to talk about things.
Yeah.
Even like some of you, when you write in your emails, you say like, I feel better just like getting it out and just writing
it. If you've got no one to talk to about these things.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I think everyone should have therapy. Even if you don't feel like you've had like a super traumatic life, sometimes it's just really good. Like just to see the behaviours you have that maybe you can work on. Right. And
just to discuss things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To sit with like someone who's not emotionally involved with you.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know me.
Yeah, because it's completely unbiased. Like you guys can have a conversation, but you can have a conversation, but there's history with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you know things and you might think, oh, well, there was that time she was actually a bitch. So she really said, do you know what I mean?
She does kind of have those tendencies sometimes.
Like, so it's not unbiased.
She did unfollow Carla's Closet one time. So
she could very well do the things they're saying she did. You're never going to live this down.
I'm sorry, Carla.
No, I'm sure she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah,
she's
thriving.
Oh, she definitely doesn't care. She's having her
about
baby.
You, Jim.
Like,
it's not about me. Let's not make it about me.
I'm writing in because I'm starting a whole new chapter in my life and all I could think about is how much help the both of you would be with my new dilemmas and life changes.
Lovely.
I'm 18 and 2 weeks ago I moved from Ireland to the Netherlands for college.
Wow, that's a big move.
And I have a few things I'd love your help with. First is city life. This is my first time living away from home and also in a city. I grew up in a little village in a very rural island and now I'm in Amsterdam.
Oh,
not the dam.
My anxiety has gone through the roof recently from the extra scares that a city brings.
Right.
I'm wondering if you have any advice on just being comfortable in a new city, finding my feet, etc. Second is life balance. I'm studying international and European law. Jeez. And it comes with a really big workload. Although jeez, I really want to. Imagine if in person you had that response. I'm studying law. Wow.
Jesus.
Although I really want to do this degree, I also want to have a social life and get the proper college experience because I've moved to this city and I want to like make the most of it. I love going out, getting drunk and experiencing the nightlife here, but I know I also have a lot of work to do.
Right.
Mm. Any tips on how to handle a busy hot girl college, social life, and also my studies? Oh.
Well, in terms of the uni stuff, she needs to be really disciplined. I would say make sure you have a really good schedule. So if you're deciding, right, for uni, I'm working between the hours of 10 to 6, I'm going to get everything done. You should be able to enjoy your evening.
Almost see your uni like you're going to do a shift at work. Yeah, you've got to be there. Because sometimes if you're doing it at home, it's very easy to just like put it off a bit or take more regular breaks.
Exactly. I had really poor work-life balance. And actually, when I looked at it and reflected, I realised it's because I had poor time management.
Right.
If you've got poor time management, you'll never get your shit done.
Right.
So she needs to have great time management, dedicate times. For me, I feel like I am just so scatty. I can barely concentrate. So I have to work in like blocks. I'll bang it out for an hour. I need a 20-minute break if it's just on TikTok. But then I'll bang it out for an hour again. So if she can like dedicate some time, if it's a 9 to 5, I wouldn't wake up that early for uni, can't I? If it's a 10 to 6.
A 12 till 4.
A 12 till 4. Just get it all done. And also like stuff like dissertations and stuff like that, in uni you have so much free reign.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going to classes and your teacher's like, right, I want to see this back by Tuesday. Everything is determined by your own determination. Exactly. So she probably just needs to have a great time management thing. She needs to schedule things properly, and then she will have great like
success.
Just
know when to like stop working almost and be like, do you know what, I need a break, like,
just
I'm gonna
organize,
go out tonight.
Organize your life
right.
a bit.
Yeah. Organize it.
And I think if you discipline yourself throughout a Monday to Friday, you should have your weekends.
Yes.
Like, now that I'm completely disciplined myself, my weekends are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you feel fresh on a Monday because
right.
you're like, I had a great weekend.
Right.
Because sometimes when you do
proper
like
work
for yourself,
it's
hard
difficult.
To find that balance. Because you want to be on the same page as everyone else. Like, oh, no one else works the
we
weekend.
We had to make sure we had to like, no, Saturday, Sunday, we don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like,
so like Saturday, Saturday Sunday, I don't even post on socials anymore.
Right.
I don't post on socials.
See, that's a
and that's something I had to
job.
Do for my mental health as well. And for me, I feel like also getting an assistant, getting help, because one thing I struggled with was delegating work.
Right.
So I just wanted to do everything, but you can't give absolutely everything your 100%.
Right.
So it's like, right, I'm going to carve out this salary for my assistant. She's going to help me. And it has been amazing.
Oh,
things I've
really?
Forgotten about. She's like, oh my God, don't forget. I put it in your... I'm like, babe,
thank God you're here.
You are amazing. So good.
It's
like, so definitely time management is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in terms of what else is she
city
saying?
Life. She's moved to a new city.
I mean, Amsterdam's amazing. Like,
it's so amazing.
I mean, going from a little village I know to Amsterdam would be
jump.
Scary. There's a lot of different shit in Amsterdam. Amsterdam's not like every other city, is
no,
it? Like,
no,
there's
not.
Different shit
but
there.
I feel like there's a few quaint places in Amsterdam. I wouldn't say
me
it's
too.
The most bustling city out
me
of all
neither.
The cities.
No,
me
I think
neither.
It's quite rural. Nice parks. Like,
exactly.
Everyone's
I mean.
On bikes.
Yeah.
Lovely
it's still
little
very,
vibe. It's still very communal. Like, if she had moved to New York, I'd be like, shit, babe.
Scared.
That's a lot.
Scared.
But I think she'll be okay. I think just one day at a time.
Also, I wouldn't say put loads of pressure on finding like great friends straight away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're gonna shift your way through quite a few people.
Yeah,
like,
and I also
just
feel
naturally.
Like when you do go to like college and like you've moved to a whole new country, you've probably got that pressure on yourself. It's like, right, I need to live my wild teenage
years.
It
just doesn't need
I'm
to be
18.
That.
Yeah, like I need to
I'm
be
in
going
a new
crazy
city now.
And making all these memories.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, sometimes you can feel a bit deflated.
Exactly.
Right. And like, oh shit.
So almost lower the expectations, but like you're still gonna have a great time. But like, just don't put it up on this pedestal that you're gonna like have this crazy.
Right. Because I think at uni you see people, they make loads of friends, but people need to remember it's very situational.
Right.
Like sometimes you're making friends because you share the same dorm or the same kitchen, and it's like as time goes by you want to like kind of weed them out and have good friends. I'd rather have like two good friends than have like 15
for sure.
Yeah, people that are just
like
around.
A massive group of 20 people. Can't we ask
you just don't
quality
need
over
that.
Quantity.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely. So with city life, I would say take it one day at a time. definitely don't rush take yourself.
Find like your favorite spots, like in your local area.
Don't be afraid to like explore by yourself.
Absolutely,
that will really help you. Grow.
A lot of people need to. I did a solo trip, and that was good.
I know,
and we were saying, we were like, wow.
I really needed it.
That's so you went abroad. So Melissa went abroad by herself.
By herself.
For the first time.
For the first time. It was so good. Wow. I mean, I've done solo trips, but like met someone out there like for work and stuff like that. So it's never really been a solo. I've done solo travel, should I say.
Yeah.
Not solo trip. But I was just like, listen, I just need to like clear out the noise in my mind.
Wow.
Be with me.
Yeah. And I'd spoken to a few friends and they were like, solo trip was the best thing they ever did. Wow. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And it was the best thing I ever did.
Wow. What's next?
No, that's so easy. Good. Not together.
Annie's going to wait from you.
Chintzy, I need space.
Yeah,
like, I'm doing a solo trip.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need to recharge.
I can't breathe around you.
Literally, you just need to recharge. It was so good.
Yeah.
How long did you go for?
I think I did 5 days.
I think it's a good amount of time.
So nice. Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, I went to Ibiza because it was one of the only places that were amber. And it was good. Just put myself into a hotel.
Incredible.
Yeah, did lots of reading. I had therapy whilst I was out there.
Nice.
It was really good. Yeah.
God, let's all do a solo trip.
So yeah. I'm excited for Our Lady in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Same. No, she's going to have an amazing time. And I mean, if you're out there for uni, you've got what, 3 solid years?
Yeah.
You've got
plenty of time.
Yeah.
Give it 2 months, you'll be so settled.
And if she's doing a law course, she might even be there longer. So it'll be fine.
You're chilling.
Yeah,
you're
she's good.
Well, lovely. On that note, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
Melissa.
For having me.
Wait, we do end on a quote. Have you got like a favorite quote that I mean, we scroll on Pinterest for hours trying to find these clips, but have you got like your favorite quote?
Is there a quote?
Just one that you might just pinch from your brain?
No.
Let me
Why
find
have you guys made me out to be this deep person? All I know is lip gloss and shoes.
I don't know quotes.
I'm not good at this stuff. I don't know of any quotes. But you know what? Right now,
yeah. Just
I am
like a piece of wisdom.
Just,
that
like,
you're living
right now,
by.
I am just in a space where I am literally, every decision I make, it sounds selfish, but I actually think that being selfish is actually not always bad. Mm. I have spent my whole life not being selfish, but now I'm just choosing myself in everything. Literally now, every decision I make,
that is the motto.
If it's going to make me unhappy, I'm not doing it.
Right.
If I don't feel like it's going to advance me, I'm not doing it. I'm just choosing myself every single time. And I feel like it's been so nice and so refreshing because I've never really had that.
Yeah.
It is a bit weird though. I think when you've lived a life where you, like others bank on you kind of choosing them first, it's a bit weird. I think it takes people some time to get
practice.
Used to. Yeah, and it also takes me some time to get used to because now I've got like all these new boundaries and people are like, bitch, what the fuck is this? I'm like,
it's my new boundaries, guys.
No, my new boundary, hun.
I've actually emailed you my boundaries.
Yeah, like if you don't accept, it's fine.
Before you reach out, please read
my
new boundaries.
Yeah, and I think it's quite a scary thing as well, especially for me having like spent so many of my formative years just caring so much about what people thought and never really wanting to upset people. Yeah. But now I'm like, you know,
don't
what?
Give a fuck.
I'm just so important to me. Mm-hmm. Like I just love myself
love
so
that,
much and I'm
yeah.
so important to me that I'm always going to choose myself first.
I'm so important
I love that.
To me.
Yeah.
Lovely,
so yeah.
Thank you so
choose
much.
yourself.
That was so wise,
oh
Melissa.
Oh
my God, guys.
So everyone, you're at Melissa's Wardrobe,
Melissa's Wardrobe on Instagram and TikTok. I don't use my Twitter anymore.
TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok's fun now.
TikTok's fun.
I love
it's
TikTok.
It's hard.
We had a stint posting TikTok.
No, you know
it's
when
exhausting.
I loved when you guys were doing those fucking dances on TikTok and you were like, whoa.
They're fucking hard.
We had
we
like a lockdown
so
stint.
Addison does it.
No, as in she be bumping and grinding every day. I'm like, girl,
have you watched her film?
No, she's got a film.
I started watching it.
Netflix. She was doing some TikTok moves, so she was singing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
She can sing.
She was singing, yeah. She's got a song.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's sing her song.
I'm living under
Wait, I'm obsessed with me, eat as much as you.
Watch the music video. It's pretty
music
good.
Music video is high production.
I say you're down for me, I'm down for me,
the budget
too.
Is big.
You'll be silent on X. You'll be like, hello, I have Addison Rae here.
It's hilarious. I didn't know.
Yeah. She went to the Met.
The girls are getting big careers. I saw that. I saw that.
She got to the Met before Courtney.
Right.
She did.
Courtney was doing up besties with her the other day.
Yeah.
Courtney is giving me life.
Yes. I love Courtney.
Courtney.
I love Courtney's Travis thriving. As well.
Do you know
I've been
what?
Watching all of his interviews.
Courtney is like an illustration of choosing yourself. I feel like she is choosing herself right
For
now,
sure.
and I love it.
I love her.
And just like not following the crowd.
Yeah, she has a huge amount of freedom. And honestly, did you see Scott messaging her ex?
Yes.
Baby, it was Desperado. Yes. I said, Han, how are you showing all your cards like that? In
I thought it was fake at first. I thought,
surely.
No, surely not. I literally was like, there's
you there's a level of desperation that I never want to see.
I don't think Scott's with his girlfriend anymore because of that.
Oh no, they broke Amelia. Up like they the did, next day.
Right, good. And then she was but posting loads of deep stuff her. On her. She was 19.
Giving cradle catch up. Babe, stop it. She was 19. Yeah, but he's so in love with her, but hon, sorry.
I know.
Courtney's being selfish and we're here for it.
We're here for
absolutely.
That.
So now we're all going to go out and we're going to be selfish.
10
absolutely.
Out of 10.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, I don't think it has to be nasty.
No.
Just choose yourself.
It's just putting yourself first.
It's not the best thing.
It's
not
the
being
best
a people
thing.
Pleaser.
It's right. the best thing. Oh, this has been so much fun.
Oh,
and
like
I'm so honoured that you guys had me on here.
Oh, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, as always, guys, you can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yeah, and they're juicy dilemmas. I like them.
You can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. It's really cute.
See you next Wednesday.
Oh, and your playing cards. I love them.
Oh my God, do you like
them? Yeah, I love them. And you're having a new one. I saw the teal
icebreaker.
Kind of blue.
Yeah,
I like
that's
it.
For people at uni to get to know people. It's like icebreakers.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Girlsbathroom.com.
I did some mad drinking games at uni, man.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm surprised my liver's still good.
Wow.
I was getting so fucked up at uni.
Mel drops down dead.
I'm going to say, Jesus! Oh my God, it's the girls' bathroom game she's been drinking.
All right, guys. See you next Wednesday.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.